Well, there's a buzz in the crowd tonight, Robert.
There really is. Combination, I think, of Alex Bregman in his big league debut, much heralded prospect. And you know, whenever the Yankees are in town, there's always a little bit more of a buzz. Good crowd on hand tonight.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Three infielders on the left side for the Astros. Outfield is straight away. Here comes the payoff pitch. Ground ball up the third baseline. Backhanded by Bregman. Off balance throw to first, and it's in time. Tough play for the rookie in his major league debut, but he made it look easy.
That's a sparkler right there. The adjustment he made with his feet to come get that one and get that easier short hop was what saved him. Excellent defensive work at a new position right there for Bregman.
Yeah, started playing third base this year at Corpus Christi. Drafted as a shortstop. That's the position he played at LSU. 3-1. That's a fastball, letter high for a strike. Altuve had started down toward first base, but Dana DeMuth says not so fast. That's a full count. So this has been a frustrating plate appearance for Altuve, the check swing that he wasn't happy about. And now a pitch that he thought was ball four instead is strike two.
Felt like he had done a good job.
Payoff pitch, slider. That's letter high for strike three, and Altuve is furious. And Dana DeMuth taking his mask off as he and Altuve talk it over. This is about as animated as Altuve will get with an umpire. And continuing to discuss it with Dana DeMuth as Carlos Correa will help shepherd him back toward the dugout. A.J. Hinchner out of the dugout as Altuve has said his piece. And he's walking back, bat in hand.
I don't blame him. I think he got ripped off that entire at bat, all three strikes, really.
Astros have 8 walk-off wins this season. 2 of them have come in the bottom of the ninth.
Gomez 1-for-4 lifetime off of this lefty.
0-2. Ground ball up the middle, fielded by Gregorius, the second for one. On the first by Castro, that's in time, and that's a game-ending double play. So the New York Yankees hold on to take the first game of this three-game series, defeating the Houston Astros 2-1.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Tough loss yesterday to the Yankees. Dallas Keuchel turning in another strong game. He's pitched well against the Yankees throughout his career and continued that yesterday.
He did. I mean, both sides pitched pretty well, and they scratched out a couple runs, and we only scratched out one. That was sort of the tail of the game, but really proud of Dallas's effort. He was good. Early, our defense picked him up. Late, he picked himself up with some key strikeouts. Really finished strong, and unfortunately came out on the losing end of a close game.
Meanwhile, Michael Pineda, he gives up the home run on the first pitch he throws to George Springer, and after that, not a whole lot going on. Seemed like he got better as the game went on.
He did. He got pretty strong, and we expanded the strike zone, and he created that by getting ahead and really being able to throw his breaking ball for a strike. Then he threw the high fastball late. We had some swings and misses, but he's an uncomfortable at bat when he's good, and when they can hand the ball from their starting rotation to Dellin Betanzas and Andrew Miller, that's the recipe that they built when they win games, and they were tough to beat.
Meanwhile, Alex Bregman making his big league debut yesterday, got the start at third base in its position. He only played 13 games there in the minor leagues this year, but made some really nice plays over there. Looked like he was pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, infield is not always the same at every position, but he looked like an athletic middle infielder playing third base yesterday. He made all the plays. I think he learned that in the big leagues, third base, the ball comes in pretty hot. You don't have a ton of time to react. He did make a play with his feet on the ball, that the chopper down the line. So good experience for him. I thought he was exceptional on defense. He answered the challenges that we needed. I know it's nice to make a first impression to the major league pitchers and his teammates, and I thought he handled himself very well.
You often hear the expression, and Bregman played shortstop at LSU and mostly in the minor leagues was at short. You always hear the expression, if you can play shortstop, you can play anywhere. Do you subscribe to that?
A little bit. I mean, obviously you have to make the most variety of plays at shortstop, which helps in these predicaments where you're out of position. You move to third or move to second, you move to the outfield. So we're going to test that theory because we're going to play them all over the place. And, you know, today he's going to get a good work day in on defense during batting practice and pregame. He'll DH during the game, and then we'll get him to a new defensive position tomorrow.
Doug Fister on the mound for the Astros today has been really consistent for this ball club. And, you know, it's funny. I was talking with pitching coach Brent Strom about this the other day. He said, the pitcher who I have who doesn't throw the hardest is the one who throws the most fastballs, but gets so much movement on it that he's able to be successful.
Yeah, and he does it inside the strike zone, so he attacks swing and miss or swing and contact. He doesn't care either way, and he can throw multiple pitches for strike, but he's a fastball first mentality type guy, and location, deception, bullishness in the strike zone is very key for him. And he'll attack these guys tonight, and the ball usually gets put in play. So play good defense behind them, because we know the ball is going to be in the strike zone. We know they're going to be swinging. It should be a defensive game.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Astrodome opened in April of 1965. I was a rookie on that team, pitching out of the bullpen. On this day in 1976, I was in the starting rotation when the 1,000th game was played in the Dome. We got a shutout in the first one, but we turned the tables in this affair. I pitched a two-hitter against the Padres and won my 10th game, while the team went 51-50. Bob Watson was a hitting star. He had an RBI grounder in the first, drove in another run with a single in the third, and provided the coup de grace with a homer in the fifth. I even got into the act with a sacrifice fly in the eighth. I had the reputation of working slowly, but with only two hits, one walk, and three strikeouts, it didn't take long to dispatch the Padres. 2 hours and 3 minutes, to be exact.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Right-hander ready again and delivers. Swinging, sends a fly ball. Well back into right center field. It's gone, gone, gone.
Carlos Beltran has matched Barry Bonds' 8 home runs in the postseason, and more importantly, the Astros' lead now. How about this?
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I'm with the Yankees all-star outfielder, Carlos Beltran. 18 years in the major leagues. When you think back when you were a little bit younger, would you ever believe you'd get a chance to do this for this long?
Well, honestly speaking, if I say yes, I'm lying. You know what? When you get to the big leagues, I got to the big leagues in 1998. I got clubbed by the Kansas City Royals, and 1999 was my first year. So, you know, I never thought that, you know, I always knew that I have, you know, tools and abilities to play the game, but, you know, you never know until you play the first full season. So after I played my first full season, I felt like I have a real good first full season. So after that, I just told myself to continue to work hard, and, you know, God has been real good to me, has allowed me to play this game for such a long time, and for the most part, being able to stay healthy. So, you know, I'm very happy with my career, and, you know, just looking forward to continue producing.
Carlos, you've done a lot with what you've been given, and one of those things is you opened up the academy in the Dominican Republic. Tell the folks about that academy and how important that was to you to give back to those guys and teach them a new language as well.
Well, for me, it was a great thing. You know, I'm being blessed with being able to play this game for such a long time, like I say, and also at the same time being able to, you know, have us secure my future and my family. So I felt like I wanted to do something back home, and I built a high school specialized in baseball. I felt like it was an important thing for the kids in our country to being able to create something where they could go educate themselves, but at the same time continue with their dreams. And their dream is just also to play baseball and hopefully get an opportunity to come to colleges in the United States. So we've been open for 5 years, you know. They have drafted at least 13 kids from my academy, and the rest has been kids that have come to colleges and junior colleges in the States. And, you know, I feel very proud of, you know, of that academy. I'm proud of the kids because they really do make a big sacrifice. You know, I have kids that, you know, have to get up 6 in the morning to get to my place, and they get home 7 p.m. So, and those kids are willing to, you know, to put the work. So the fact that they're doing that, I really... it motivated me to continue to work hard for them.
Hey, Carlos, whenever I get a chance to talk to Carlos Correa, he talks about Roberto Clemente a lot, and I know he's meant a lot to you. You didn't get a chance to see him play, but everybody in Puerto Rico who aspired to be a baseball player wanted to be more like him. You were no exception.
Well, you know what, for me, like I say, you know, Roberto was one of, you know, the pioneer of, you know, basically he opened the doors for a lot of Latinos in Major League Baseball. So the fact that he was Puerto Rican, the fact that I grew up in Puerto Rico also, you know, we learned a lot from Roberto, and we also try to emulate, you know, a lot of things that Roberto did, not only in the field but also off the field, being able to get involved with the community. I know Carlos Correa has been involved here in Houston with the community, which is a great thing. Being such a young player and, you know, being able to focus on those type of things is important, you know. It's important to, you know, to give back to the city that you're playing with, and because that's where you receive the most support. So I'm being able to do that, you know, in the cities that I have played. And for me, it's good to see Correa being able to get involved in the community. That is always good.
That's Carlos Beltran. Carlos, thanks for joining us, and continued luck.
Thank you very much.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.